Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good as well. I'm so glad you're here. I'm so happy you're here.
Me too. I can't wait to
Yeah,
be back and play shows, release music, just do it all again. It's been way too long.
oh my God, I'm so happy. That's so good. Such good news.
It's just really exciting. And I can't wait to finally come play Mexico again. It's been like, I think 5 years or something, which is crazy.
5 years. Oh, so it's been a long, long time.
Long time, way too long.
Yeah, that's so nice. So, well, Mexican crowds, they tend to get a little crazy. What are your
I know.
expectations, like your experience with Mexican crowds?
Well, that's exactly what I'm hoping for. I want everyone to just go absolutely nuts. I will too, so we'll be on the same level. Just dancing and getting wild.
All right. Well, I'm pretty sure that will be happening.
Good.
So do
I'm
you
counting on
enjoy
you
it?
guys.
Oh, of course. So do you enjoy it? I mean, how's your relationship with Mexico? Like, you've been here before.
I've been there before. I always love going there. I think when I've played, it's just always been incredible energy, just like a lot of just like a lot of dancing, singing.
Oh, I think your microphone
Can
went off.
you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. Just always very like just like passionate. It feels just like very energetic and just like everyone's singing along and dancing, and there's always some tears, which I kind of love. Just all the feelings are getting like put out on the dance floor, and I just
Oh.
love that. I always feel a really good connection when I'm performing there.
Yeah, well, I think it's very symbolic of the Mexican to be very energetic. Yeah, oh my God, how exciting. So, well, this festival, the Corona Capital, is there any artist or any act that you'd like to see play?
I have to look. I've been. I'm like mixing up the. Let me see. Hang on. So, because I'm playing a lot of different festivals, I'm mixing up the lineups. So let me just like look. I have to remind myself who of everyone who's playing. But I know. Let me see. Well, yeah. So it's like the Strokes and Churches and Blondie and. Yeah, so
Yeah.
okay, yeah. So Metronomy, can't wait. I'm very excited to see Digitalism and The Strokes and Blondie
Of
and The
course.
Hives, the other sweet. Yeah, I'm just it's a really, really cool lineup. I'm
Yeah,
gonna try and
it is.
go. Yeah, and I'm gonna try and go. I can't remember which day we arrive, but I really want to try and get to the festival ahead of time to see, make sure I catch some more acts. It's just been so. Like I also just love going to festivals, so whenever I can, I try to like spend time like on site and like try and go see act as many as I can before I play or after I play.
Yeah, to get in the mood, of course. Oh my God. Well, I hope you get here early and you
Yeah,
have
me too.
plenty of time. So this is the question I believe everybody is asking you. Are there any new releases nearby, possibly an album or something like your recent singles, like for example, your collaboration with Euphoria?
My new song No Under Some Love that came out a week ago is kind of like my first sort of like I'm back song.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm gonna be putting out new songs throughout the summer and then an album in the fall. So it's all coming.
All right. How exciting to be finally back. The
It feels
hiatus
good.
is over.
Exactly.
All right. So, in this future Tove Lo era, are there any collaborations coming soon? Like, for example, you have worked with Martin Garrix, you have worked with Kylie Minogue. Is there something spicy coming soon?
Yeah, I have some really fun features and collaborations on this record. There's me and SG Lewis are working on some really fun stuff, and there's a couple more surprises on there that I'm really excited about. And yeah, I'm just,
All
it's like a, I don't want to say more than that. I want to save it for the album,
right. For
but
sure.
yes, I hope my fans will be happy.
Oh, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure they will. So, what about any Mexican artists? Have you ever considered collaborating with any Mexican artists?
I mean, for me, it's I'm always down. Usually, I feel like I haven't, it hasn't been like in the works for me. I haven't like had a, I don't have like relationship with any Mexican artist that I've like talked to, but I'm hoping maybe if I come back and play more, there's someone that I'll meet that'd be down to work with me. I think it's
Oh
like a,
yeah.
I'm always open. Like I love also making music with like different languages, that it's like, not just English, and you can, I would love to do like a song with both languages mixed in. I just think that's really fun and cool.
Yeah, it should be. So, well, a few years ago, Rolling Stone named you Sweden's darkest pop export. What did you think at that moment? Did you like it? Do you think it's accurate?
I always get asked about that quote. It's like the first big article that was written about me, I think. And to me, I own it. I think it's like I think I definitely don't think I am the saddest girl in Sweden, but I think that at the time I was writing pop with very sort of like kind of darker lyrics than maybe, and more like vulnerable lyrics than at the time was like as common. So I think that's, it was like, so like, oh wow, it's so, she's so blunt, she's so just like exposing her feelings, and usually, and I think at the time pop was slightly more sort of polished and maybe not so honest.
Yeah, like more
So
bubbly.
yeah, and so I mean at least the stuff coming out of Sweden. So I think yeah, I still own that. I like it. I like that description.
I think it's pretty
Yeah,
iconic.
I agree.
Oh my God, that's so nice. I mean, having that kind of headlines in a magazine like Rolling Stone, I think it's super big.
Yeah,
And the fact that
for sure.
you're still living by it, so it's super nice. I mean, I think it speaks about like you're genuine and you're
Yeah,
staying that way.
I stand for
Yeah, that's so
it.
nice.
Yeah.
All right. So I have like a funny question. The contest you had in 2020 in your Animal Crossing Island. So, what was the motivation behind that? I mean, was it because of the pandemic, or was it because you wanted to have like a more close interaction with your fans, or was it both?
I think I was also just, playing a lot of Animal Crossing in we were in complete lockdown here in Los Angeles, so a lot of time spent at home, and I wasn't feeling very inspired to write. So I think for me it was like an opportunity to connect with fans, because I felt like I was feeling really disconnected, because there was no way to connect. You were just like, yeah, on social media,
Yeah,
but you couldn't really
exactly.
like so it just felt like a kind of a, how do I put something on for them that they can enjoy? And because I was just like obsessed with the game, it felt like a
We
really
were all.
fun, yes, it felt like a really fun new challenge to do. And I mean, I just think it turned out so cute, and they all made like the cutest outfits. It was just so, I don't know, it's just like an adorable feel good moment that it was really fun to try something new like that.
Oh my God,
I
yes,
loved
I love that for
it.
you. Yeah, I think you nailed it. I think you super nailed
Thank
it.
you. Thank you so much.
All right. So, well, thank you so much. We hope to see more of your Olivia Rodrigo covers on your Instagram.
Oh yes, it's gonna come. I'm gonna put up the whole thing.
Oh my god, yeah, I cannot wait.
Thank you so much.
Oh my god, well, I cannot wait to see you on the festival in Guadalajara.
Thank you.
We hope you have the best of times here in Mexico once again.
Thank you so much. I'll see you in a few weeks.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.